This episode of the Commerce Marketer Podcast is brought to you by the Bronto Marketing Platform, a flexible yet powerful software that helps you grow revenue, save time, and optimize marketing resources. If you're interested in making sophisticated email marketing easy, visit Bronto.com. That's Bronto.com. The holiday marketing season is upon us, and online this year, we're expected to do $142 billion in online sales. It is going to be a fast and furious holidays. And with Cyber Monday falling into December, you have a longer gray November and fewer days between Cyber Monday and Christmas Day. So is your email marketing program prepared for the 2019 holiday marketing season? Welcome inside the Commerce Marketer Podcast Studio. I'm your host, Greg Zakwitz. And today we're going to talk about what you need to know for a successful holiday marketing season. Now, obviously, I can't touch on every single thing within a podcast about preparing your email marketing for the holiday season. However, I am going to talk about some of those key things to help you solidify your email marketing program. So with that being said, you're going to listen to me for the next half an hour or so, and I'm going to give you some tips here. You can always go to Bronto.com, look at the resources for additional holiday materials. So some of the things we're going to look at today, some key promotions to expect this holiday season, how to plan for Cyber Monday, some key opportunities within the day itself, why you should care a little bit less about the Cyber 5 and a little bit more about the Cyber 10. I'll explain what that means and what that is. Five often overlooked items or best practices for planning your holiday season. And then if you stick around to the end, I'm going to give you one email bonus tip on opportunistic send days and times. So stick with me and hopefully we'll have a good 2019 marketing season. So real quick, looking at some key takeaways from last year, we had 26 days of $2 billion in sales, and that was almost double that from 2017. So $2 billion in online sales on a daily basis is quickly becoming the primary benchmark. It was just a year or two ago where we were seeing $1 billion as that primary benchmark. And in fact, the only 4 days not to hit that billion-dollar mark this year, December 22nd through December 25th. And if you think about that, those 4 days right before Christmas time, you probably had a lot of more sales happening with buy online, pick up in store, or just physical brick and mortar shopping. I'll touch on BOPIS here in a few minutes as well. But the least amount spent on any of those 4 days, $880 million. So $120 million separates that $1 billion benchmark. And I expect that fourth to probably turn to 3 days this year. I think the biggest takeaway from last year, though, for the first time ever, more than half of all web traffic was driven from smartphones. 51% of web traffic to retailers was on smartphones, 31% of revenue. Then if you tack on tablets into that as well, so you encompass that total mobile, you're close to 60% of traffic and 40% of revenue for the holiday season. So really what that means is if you're in paid search or dealing with email marketing from a responsive standpoint, I mean, it's 2019. If you're not mobile optimized, you're not optimized. So by all means, make sure your emails are mobile optimized. And if you're doing obviously the paid search, mobile should be a huge component of that as well. So with some key takeaways, remember mobile and a lot of online sales on a daily basis. So with that being said, let's jump into the agenda. And I want to look at some of the key promotions to expect this holiday season. Things you should probably put into your email marketing plan as well. Deloitte did a survey last year, 2018 holiday survey of consumers, it was called. And within that survey, it showed the most appealing discounts for consumers. And not shockingly, price discounts was number one, 95%. Surprised that's not 100%. I'm not sure who wants to pay full price for things. But price to discounts, number one, followed by free shipping. I'm going to talk about that here in just a second. Free gifts, loyalty points, and then buy more, save more. So those tier discounts in order. So price discounts, free shipping, and free gifts were the top three most appealing discounts. Loyalty points definitely increasing. I saw more of them last year, increasing slower than, say, free shipping. But those buy more, save more tier discounts, which have been really popular over the last couple of years, they were still around, but I've definitely seen fewer of them last year than I did the years before. So that's something where I think there's an opportunity if fewer people are doing it to try to increase average order value there. However, I think the effectiveness just might not be there as it was in the years past. So let's talk about some of those price discounts. Really, of course, we're going to see 50% off or 40% off site-wide sales on some of those key days. You might see it for the whole week. We'll talk about Black Friday week here as well. But what really jumped off to me was this combination of daily category deals and daily deals, which we used to see a lot of 12 days of Christmas and 12 deals of Christmas, whatever it might be. And that started falling out of favor, but really came together last year where the daily deals came back, but they were really disguised as category specific deals, which was a growing trend over the last few years. Now, the benefits here for the category specific deals is it allows you to space out incentives. So we see discounting from this great November standpoint where every day in November are these deep discounts, and even Black Friday promotions are starting early. We'll talk about that here in a second. But really allows you to space it out, keeps people opening emails, it gives them a reason to come back. So this is an instance where you might have sweaters for 40% off today, tomorrow is pajamas 40% off, the following day is jeans 40% off. It gives you the ability to discount products, discount site-wide, but discount a little bit less site-wide, and you have that one category of products on sale. Now, there's some other benefits here as well to certainly keep in mind. One is people generally want to consolidate purchases. I know I do. So when I'm buying something, if I want sweaters, pajamas, and a pair of jeans, I might be looking, well, I'm going to get three sweaters today. They're 40% off. The rest is 25% off. Rather than waiting the extra day to see if the jeans go on sale, making another order, and then the following day making another order, I'd rather consolidate my purchases, get one or two packages, less shipping info to really worry about. From a retailer standpoint, they might be able to protect some margins here, knowing that the consumer is going to say, okay, I'm getting 40% off here. It's a good sale. That works for me. So I feel like I'm getting value, even though I'm getting a lesser discount on the other items that I might make that purchase anyways. This is especially true if you have a minimum shipping threshold. So the person may want to buy the pair of jeans saying, well, if I buy the pair of jeans, I'm going to get free shipping, so I'll save myself $8 there. And again, we're justifying the value there. It also allows you to better plan for your year-end promotions or closeout. So if you know that you have sweaters on sale today, you expected to sell a lot of them, and it just underperformed for you. Well, if you need to run an extra promotion during the holiday season because your sales are lagging or you just want to pick it up a little bit, you know you have the sweater inventory, you can try to reduce a little further and try to turn that inventory over. Also, for your year-end closeout sales, you have that same opportunity. So you say, hey, we have a whole warehouse full of sweaters, year-end closeouts, what are we moving? Let's highlight the sweaters here. It allows you to have a little more flexibility with promotions as the season goes on as well. Now, there is a downside here is if you are offering, say, 25% off site-wide and 40% off these categories, and your competitors are all offering 40% off site-wide off everything every single day, you have the ability to potentially lose some sales there because they're getting a better deal elsewhere. But I really wouldn't worry about that too much. I think the category-specific deals on a daily basis will probably be very hot this year, but it can be especially effective for you as well. The one thing to note here is you do not have to keep it a secret what is going on sale when. So the Loft had a really good example. They had an animated GIF email last year. It said, hey, we have these daily deals, and this is what we have today. And it navigated through each of the different days in the single email. So you could see that earrings were one day, sweaters were a different day, pajamas were another day, coats were another day. And it let the consumer know, hey, this is what's going to go on sale. And it helps them plan a little bit better for that. So expect these daily deals to continue, but use them to your advantage. Now, second on the Deloitte 2018 Holiday Survey of Consumers report, we saw that free shipping, 75% of consumers thought free shipping was appealing as a discount, which just has really been a steady rise. Free shipping is one of these things that consumers really expect nowadays, but it can still be a value add for customers as they're shopping. Now, last year, more orders were shipped free during the holiday season than the previous year. And this included 68% of orders from December 18th through 26th last year. And if you think about that, this is when you normally have to pay for upgraded shipping or pay for two-day shipping. And we still had close to 70% of orders being shipped free. Now, that is phenomenal. That is a lot. It puts a lot of pressure on retailers, though. So expect to see free shipping as a primary advertised value add this upcoming season. And as the season progresses, actually turning into the promotion itself. So some of the things to think about with free shipping here, you may want to reduce or remove the qualifying minimum spend thresholds during the holidays. So it is a gift-giving season. The majority of people are self-gifting and may spend past that threshold anyway. So how do we make free shipping more enticing? Well, one of the things you could do is either reduce or remove the qualifying minimum spend thresholds for the holiday season. People are certainly buying presents for themselves, not even presents for themselves. They're certainly buying items for themselves because the discounts are so great. So one of the things you can do is assume people are going to consolidate orders again. So if we reduce the minimum spend threshold, again, it makes the purchase more compelling and more appealing for the consumer. But the assumption is that, hey, they'll spend past that threshold anyways. Within your email marketing, include banners if you offer free shipping. Prominent callouts, whatever it might be, secondary callouts, tertiary content, have these things prominently showing that you have free shipping. If you remove or lower those qualifying spend thresholds for the holidays, be sure to promote that as well. And as the season progresses, you're going to see free shipping become the incentive. So I am signed up for hundreds of retailer email programs. And during the holiday seasons, you can expect that I'm getting 500 to 1,000 a day based on the day. And I'm going through these things. And the one thing I noticed last year, which really jumped out to me, was the prominence of free shipping in the email and subject line itself. So I'm looking at an email right now from The Loft, and it's 50% off your purchase. But the subject line and the main call out, the main content in the body of the email highlights free shipping. It's the first thing mentioned. So they know that people are expecting free shipping. They say, hey, free shipping. Oh yeah, by the way, you get half off your order. There's another one I'm looking at, 70% off, but free shipping, no minimums, is the primary call out here. I saw it all over the place. So subject lines, it was often front loaded. Email copy, it was prominent right in front of you. And a lot of times mentioned before the percentage off as well. People are knowing they're going to get a discount, but they might not know they're getting free shipping. And this is one that I would fully expect, if you look at your emails this year, to see a lot of. Now, as the season progresses, we start to see free shipping become the primary incentive. So once you get to a point where either standard free delivery is no longer available, or you're just kind of pushing the timeframes there, free shipping becomes the incentive. And I think this is a little bit of brick and mortars pushing back on online retailers, because this is the one place where buy online, pickup in store has an advantage over online retailers. Hey, it's 4 days out. You can either pay $20 for upgraded shipping or just pop into the store and pick it up for free. And it becomes a very appealing offer or service to consumers. And this is the one place where online retailers last year really jumped up. It became the incentive. So it was complimentary two-day shipping or complimentary overnight shipping. And it was kind of a mixed bag whether there were minimum spends on there. Some of them did have minimum spends slightly higher, so say $75 to qualify for your free shipping. There's others that had no minimums, and they assumed that since it was crunch time, you've got to finish your orders, you're going to consolidate your purchases again. We're going to crush that threshold anyway, so we're just going to drop it, and we're going to take our chances and hope you spend more anyways. And so that's certainly a consideration you can make there as well. You know, the other thing that you could do with free shipping, if you can't offer free shipping, even with a minimum spend threshold all of the time, consider using flash sales. Hey, free shipping, no minimums for the next 12 hours, for today only, whatever it might be. And combine that sense of urgency with the free promotions as well. Might give you an opportunity to drive some of those additional sales. Now, if you want to get a little more gutsy, you can also offer free shipping promotions for email subscribers only. And I saw a couple callouts in emails last year about this. Not sure if they were accurate or not, but it said, hey, free shipping for email subscribers only. You know, it's a little bit of a gutsy play you can do, because you might lose some sales by not offering free shipping to everyone. But if you do want to take this approach and provide some exclusivity for your email program, certainly advertise that before the season starts. So let people know that if you're an email subscriber, you're going to either get free shipping with no minimums, or get free shipping on a minimum spend, or just let them know you're going to get special offers and try to grow your email list prior to then. You can certainly test the placement of the free shipping in your subject lines as well. I mentioned many times they were front-loaded last year, so test front-loaded subject lines with free shipping. Or if you have too much to convey in your subject line itself, consider promoting free shipping in the pre-header text, especially on mobile devices. You're going to see that pre-header text there. So, you know, maybe all capital letters in the free shipping. So you can still communicate what you want to in the subject line, but the pre-header text will then reinforce that with free shipping on there. So definitely use that as an advantage for you. So expect free shipping to be a major player this holiday season. Certainly plan some promotions around this. Do your best to work it within the framework of your own discounts. But free shipping will be a prominent theme in the holiday season this year. And I mentioned brick and mortar retailers were kind of pushing back with BOPIS. And I think this is one place where, whether you have a brick and mortar store or you do not, BOPIS matters for you. Because if you are a pure play online retailer and you compete with those that have brick and mortar stores, it's going to impact you, because BOPIS is a service that more people are using, more people like. 41% of consumers last year reported using BOPIS during the holiday season. And its year over year usage increased 47%. November 1st through December 19th, so almost a whole holiday season. The NRF showed that 64% of consumers chose BOPIS to avoid paying for shipping fees, which probably shouldn't be surprising, because I just talked about how free shipping became a primary incentive. And this really echoes consumers' desires for free shipping promotions. So BOPIS is going to matter for you. Now, if you are a brick and mortar retail and you offer the service, certainly highlight it, really focus on those procrastinators, but think about things that you might be able to do to make the service more appealing. So maybe you offer, and I know Michael's Crafts did this last year, but they offered a discount on online BOPIS fulfilled orders. So it was a bit of a unique twist to it where they said, hey, they're trying to secure the sale now. We want you to buy online, but we also want you in store because we know when you come in store, you are going to buy more things anyways. Most people do. So this is a really good benefit for you. If you're an online-only retailer, you can't compete with this with the exception of offering free shipping and fast shipping. Other things you could do, think about complimentary gift wrapping for BOPIS fulfilled orders or offering cookies or hot chocolate or coffee bars or tea bars or whatever it might be. You can offer, again, discounts for people to try BOPIS or use the service to come in store. Again, we're going to discount you, assuming you are going to make impulse purchases while you're there anyways. So a lot of different things you could do, but this is a service that people do want, that they do like. So if you can, try to fit it into your marketing mix, especially on the email side. And then if you do not offer it because you are an online only retailer, just think about how free shipping incentives can compete with BOPIS offerings as well. And then finally, from a promotion standpoint, just more of a notable mention are those loyalty points and free gifts. So free gifts are something that I saw a little bit less of last year, but it was still mostly common in the beauty space. So we have free samples of eye cream or whatever it might be. So expect those to continue. But if you have the ability to offer free gifts, people love free stuff, certainly do so. Loyalty points I mentioned earlier has been increasing. I saw more of it last year than I did the year before. So just noticeably, I saw it increasing. But if you do have a loyalty program, you know, some of the incentives you can offer are maybe 2x, 3x, or 4x the bonus points for making a purchase. Or, you know, you can even consider putting a threshold on there. So like free shipping, hey, if you spend 75 or more, we'll give you 4x the bonus points. So think about how you can kind of play that. Use tier discounts, which we saw decreasing, but can you tier discounts your loyalty points? So the more they spend, the more points they earn on there. So loyalty points, definitely a notable mention on there. I would expect you to see more of them this year as well, but think about how you can use them to your advantage. So I think those are the primary promotions to expect to see this holiday season that you can work into your email marketing routine. So let's talk a little bit about day planning. So let's talk about Cyber Monday, the Cyber Five, and why you should even look past the Cyber Five and turn it into what I call the Cyber 10. Very fancy, I know. Cyber Five. So this was Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday. This actually powered last year 19% of overall holiday online revenue, which is huge. Almost 20% of all the entire holiday season spent over these 5 days. Now, out of that, those 5 days, email marketing contributed to 23% of the sales, paid search 25%, social media 2%. So email marketing is a huge component here. Remember, just like the holiday season overall, smartphones and then mobile devices, again, over 50% of traffic, close to 60% of retailer traffic. And when you combine in the tablets there as well. So mobile matters. So while the Cyber Five had 19% of overall holiday revenue, I would advise you to look past the Cyber Five into more of a 10-day span. So a Cyber 10, it's going to be more of a marathon than a 5-day sprint. Doesn't mean the 5 days aren't important. Absolutely critical, those 5 days. The Cyber Five were the top five online sales days of the entire holiday season, probably to no surprise there since they make up such a percentage of it. That's why they're called the Cyber Five. But this is why you should be really looking at the Cyber 10. The day after Cyber Monday last year was the sixth busiest shopping day of the season, had over $3 billion in online sales. So if we look at the Cyber Five because they're the top five online sales days, certainly we should be looking at least at Cyber Six because it is the sixth highest online day of the year. But we need to look at what's leading up to and what one of the other trends in promotions was last season and really look at this from a combined standpoint. So the day before Thanksgiving, 32% year-over-year increase in online sales, which equated for $1 billion in incremental sales just the day before Thanksgiving. So it was only a few years ago, Thanksgiving Day was not a huge online shopping day. And then it very quickly, almost overnight, turned into this huge online shopping day. Now it's one of the busiest days of the entire year. Just like that, the day before Thanksgiving is also growing. So we need to look at the day before Thanksgiving as a major component of this. Now the Sunday before that, so the Sunday before Black Friday, also saw $1 billion in incremental sales. Now why? Well, it's because last year it became really, really prominent that Black Friday week happened. So it wasn't Black Friday starting the day before. For some retailers, this did, which is probably why you saw the $1 billion in incremental sales. A lot of retailers started their Black Friday promotions either the Sunday before or the Monday before Black Friday. It turned into Black Friday week, and we saw tons of those emails last year. So these are definitely things to look at. If you're talking about a Black Friday week where you're getting 50% off for the entire week, what does this mean for you? Well, you should be paying attention to the entire week, not just saving everything till Black Friday. Now, what if you can't offer promotions for the entire week? Well, that's fine. But you need to know that some of your competitors will be. So your marketing strategy needs to account for that. We need to understand that, yes, we know that we can offer them for the whole week. Our competitors are going to. How do we plan our promotions around that to still keep people engaged and want to shop with us? So don't make it hard for them. Can you start it a day early? So are you sending an email Wednesday saying, hey, Black Friday starts on Thanksgiving Day or whatever it might be? You know, think about how you can plan that a little bit early. So can you start the day early? Yes, great. So we need to pay attention to Black Friday week here, whether you're offering those incentives or not. Your competitors might be, and that's going to be the biggest difference for you. Expect that 10-day span to really be a hot 10 days this upcoming season. Everyone is going to be planning for it. Don't be caught off guard. Now, the Sunday before, I think, is an opportunity to actually start those sales. If you have the ability to start the sales early, I would start the Sunday before Black Friday. $1 billion in incremental sales on that particular day means people are willing to shop. They're shopping on that day. Take advantage of it. So if you start the Sunday before Black Friday and go all the way through Tuesday after Cyber Monday, that is a 10-day span, November 24th through December 3rd. That is going to be a hot 10 days. Now, Cyber Monday is going to be the pinnacle of all of these. Last year, and like every year before that, it continued to set the record for the largest online shopping day in U.S. history. Last year, just about $8 billion online sales expected to go up this year. We'll talk about Cyber Monday. This is from a place from an email send standpoint. You're probably going to want to send 3, 4, 5 emails on that particular day. People are getting bombarded with emails as it is. It's easy to miss the emails, but it is a fast and furious shopping day. So I would say plan early and plan late. Last year, $500 million by 10 a.m. Eastern time was already spent on Cyber Monday. And then from 7 to 11 Pacific time, so actually stretching into the Tuesday, kind of for some of those sales, busiest 4-hour shopping period of the entire year, $2 billion from 7 to 11 Pacific time last year. So they're shopping super early, they're shopping super late, trying to get the last minute deals in, and you have this huge window in between. And most retailers, I would expect, are going to see 3, 4, 5 emails sent on that particular day. You might have special flash sales during the day, you might have special category sales for that particular day, but try to keep it engaging for consumers. Expect them to be price shopping, bouncing back and forth. So sometimes these subtle reminders become really important for consumers during this time. But Cyber Monday is going to be fast and furious this year. Certainly think about getting those emails out early, sending those last chance ones, especially for those West Coasters on your email list as well. Just because you're situated in Eastern time doesn't mean your whole audience is sitting Eastern time zone as well. So think about the time zones there. So hopefully that explains the Cyber 10 and some of those things you should expect to see this holiday season as well. Let's talk about subject lines. Subject lines, one of these things that we get so many of them, so many emails during the holiday season. Retailers always want to know, well, how do I stand out in the inbox? People are getting bombarded with them. How do I keep people engaged, and how do I actually get them to notice my email so they don't scan them past them? Well, there's a few different things you can do here that I think can be effective for you, but definitely think about from the emoji standpoint. People use emojis every day of the year. I get them all the time. They're not a bad thing to do. But during the holiday season, I tend to see fewer of them. I don't know why that is. I don't know if retailers are scared it's going to land them in a bulk folder or spam folder. It won't, by the way. But they can be really effective if used the right way. So one of the things I noticed last year were quite a few retailers were using multiple emojis in a row. And in a lot of cases, it was 10, 15, 20 in a row. And they were actually really effective. Normally, I would say it's kind of overkill, but last year they really made a jump off the page to me, and I stood out in the inbox. And again, I'm getting anywhere from 3 to 1,000 plus emails on a daily basis during the holiday season, and these are ones that I noticed scrolling through both on mobile and my laptop. So one of the benefits here is that if you use a lot of these in a row, what I often found last year was it wasn't actually in the subject line. The 15 emojis in a row, which were the same emoji, by the way, they weren't alternating and different. So it provided consistency there, but they were in the preheader text. So it allowed them to use the subject line to convey what they wanted to, but it used the preheader text, especially, which you'll see displayed prominently in your mobile device. as a means of using that color and drawing your attention there. So they were effectively using that. So think about how you can use emojis and characters in the subject line, especially repeating ones, or in the pre-header text. And a lot of times a pre-header text might actually be more valuable for you at that point. Other things I saw last year that jumped off to me is using characters or emojis as bookends. So there was one from Overstock.com that really stood out to me, was these cascading black boxes leading up from smaller to bigger, and then it's Cyber Monday in the middle, and then bigger to smaller cascading down at the back end, and then it continued on with the rest of their subject line there. But it was really effective because the cascading view of those characters really made that subject line stand out. Other things I saw that were effective as well, all capital letters, but in one case, this was from Wayfair, they used "best Cyber Monday ever," but they separated each word with a smiley face emoji. It was an easy way where the all caps weren't crunched together. I was able to read it and scan it very quickly. And then the pre-header text, they had about 15 or 20 explosion marks in there as well. So again, really stood out to me. So think about how to use emojis and different characters, even if they're just black and white, they can still be effective if you want to use them as well. And then the other thing to really think about is wasted space here, because most subject lines are truncated on mobile devices. So what are we doing from a space standpoint? Is it Black Friday? Is it Cyber Monday? Yes. Do we need to tell the audience and our email subscribers it is Black Friday or Cyber Monday? Maybe not. They know it's Black Friday. They know it's Cyber Monday. If we only have so many characters in our subject lines to use or pre-header text, do we need to waste it saying Cyber Monday? Now, I track keyword usage in my own inbox every single year. I chart these things. And the Sunday before Black Friday, so Black Friday week kicking off, Black Friday was used in 20% of the emails I received the Sunday before. Cyber Monday was used in 44% of Cyber Monday emails, and this was actually down year over year. The day before Cyber Monday, normally Cyber Monday starts now and things like that, it was actually down 33% year over year the day before the term Cyber Monday, and it was just about 20% of total emails. So you can see the retailers are starting to use the words on those key days a little bit less, and I think that's more of a byproduct of Black Friday week happening and these Cyber 5 and these days kind of merging together. The sales don't end. So think about how you can use the space more effectively. Do I need to mention Black Friday, or can I mention free shipping instead? Because I know free shipping matters to people. So from a subject line strategy standpoint, emojis and characters might be your best friend here. Think about using key terms appropriately. And then as a bonus tip, think about using an emoji or some sort of character in your actual send from name. So Yandy Lingerie does this. Ashley Home Store does this. A couple other retailers you might find periodically use it, but not all the time. But think about how you can put an emoji or a character that has a little color in it into the actual send from name. Again, it's not going to cause bulk folder issues for you. That's completely different. Had a podcast on deliverability to tell you all about that. Shameless plug for myself. But think about how that can help you stand out, and then you have a little more space in your subject line or pre-header text without using emojis or characters to help to convey the message you want to convey. So from a subject line standpoint, think about some of those effective uses for it. I'm going to spend just a minute to talk about a couple often overlooked or opportunities to optimize your email program for the holiday season. And here's five things. First of all, optimize your transactional messages. So this should be a year-round thing, but your transactional messages where people are checking these things in the holiday season for orders, for shipping confirmations, for tracking information, make sure they're optimized. Make sure you have clear customer service phone numbers on there. People are going to refer back to them. Use product recommendations in there if you can. You know, advertise your sister brands, offer upsells or cross-sells for them. And you might even want to put a email sign-up link in there, because obviously these messages are going to everyone, not just email subscribers. So can we grow our email list by asking people to join our email list? Audit your forms and make a list of who has access to the forms and where they live. So you know, we know that more than half of all web traffic to retailer websites are happening on mobile devices and smartphones. So how are your pop-ups looking? Are they functioning properly? Are your managed preference pages or unsubscribe pages optimized and working for mobile devices? We want to make sure that when people are actually filling out the email subscriber pop-up form, that they're being put on the right list and they're being moved to the right place. And always go through and make sure these things are working as intended. Make sure you list where the forms live and how to access them and who has access to them. So if something breaks during the holiday season, you're not left scrambling. You can easily look at that list, look at that chart and say, okay, Bob over here is in charge of that. He has access to it. Can I have him make that quick change here? So go through. It's probably one of the least sexy things to do, but go ahead and audit your forms. Make sure they are working properly and make sure they're not going to cause any friction for the consumers at that point. Lifecycle messages. This is one of those complex things. How do we handle these for the holiday season? So, well, think about it from this standpoint. Lifecycle messages are great during the rest of the year, but consumer behaviors change a little bit during this time of the year. So a couple of things to look at immediately. Your welcome series. How long is your welcome series sending for? And then are you adhering to traditional best practices, which will tell you not to send marketing emails to people receiving the welcome series? Well, if your welcome series is going 5 days and you are withholding those people from promotional sends and they sign up 2 days before Black Friday, or they sign up a day before Black Friday, are they not going to get any of your Black Friday or Cyber Monday promotions? This is a case where you might want to look at that and make some changes to either your welcome series, messages themselves, or from the rules around your welcome series as well. This might be a case where, hey, I want to send the welcome message and turn the rest of the series off, assuming that people are here for a deal, they're here to shop, can we get them to convert? And then we'll let the post-purchase pick up on it after that. So look at those things. Look at your cart abandonment processes. When are you offering discounts? What type of discounts are you offering? If you're offering 40% off during the holiday season and your shopping cart has 10% off to buy today, does that 10% matter? So maybe you want to use something like, hey, convert today and get free shipping, no minimums, or do something like that that you know people are going to want, extra loyalty points, whatever it could be. But you might want to tweak either the timing, the number of cart messages. Are you going to add a fourth or fifth one on there? Definitely look at the incentives if you offer those in there. So those are a couple examples of lifecycle messages you may want to audit. I tell this story every single year, but my wife's birthday falls about a week before Christmas. And I'm doing a lot of shopping in November and early December for both Christmas and for her birthday. And a couple of years ago, I made my first purchase from a retailer on Black Friday. So every Black Friday, I get a purchase anniversary message sent to them. Normally, it's a nice message. Hey, it's your anniversary. Just want to say thank you. Here's XYZ off your next order. Problem is that incentive stinks because I get it on Black Friday. So they normally send me 40, 50% off, and I've got this 15% off coupon with a minimum spend of $75. It's worthless for me. It's a wasted message. Am I upset at the retailer? No. Does it help me? No. It's just an extra email that now maybe clouds my view of what incentive they're offering that day. So this might be a case where you want to turn off those purchase anniversary messages and maybe send it at a different time, just saying thank you for the holidays. Differentiators, always preach your differentiators during the holiday season. If that's free shipping, no minimums, differentiate it. Or if you offer things like extended return policies, huge differentiator. I've had issues with this before where you buy as a gift, it sits there for a couple weeks. By the time you gift it, they wear it, they wash it. The 30 days have passed. So extend the return policy. If you offer it, people value those things. Do you offer free returns as well? If you do, promote it. So you can put these in banners at the top of your emails. You can put them as secondary content. You can promote it. And I talked about maybe changing lifecycle messages like your welcome series. Hey, maybe you want to have welcome series messages dedicated to the holidays to let people know, hey, always extend the return policies, always free returns and free shipping, and highlight all those things that can help differentiate and help influence a customer to purchase with you and not anyone else. So always preach your differentiators everywhere you can. I'd make it a staple of your email marketing template and find a way to promote those things everywhere you can. And then finally, the fifth is prepare for the unexpected. So you probably hear this all the time, those oops emails. Something is probably going to go wrong during the holiday season. So just have a couple canned ones ready and waiting just in case you need to. So this could be a slow site, promo code not working, site crashing, some of those common things that you might run across. Maybe it's the wrong promo code in the message. Some of these common things you run across that you can quickly put together an email, slap a new promo code in there, whatever it might be, or just say, hey, we're up and running, and then you can send it off and fire it. You don't have to worry about creating the message. I'd always have a couple of those canned for you anyways. It just helps you. And if you don't need them, save them for next year, even better. So when you're going through these things, make sure your promo codes are already uploaded into the system. Make sure they're tested, make sure they're working. And then again, if you don't need those extra promo codes, that's fine as well, but prepare for the unexpected. Also think about some of those unexpected things are not hitting your sales numbers. So I talked a little bit before about maybe needing over looking at those category sales and saying, hey, we have a lot of sweaters left over. What do we do here? If you need to catch up on some of those sales numbers, you want to try to blow it out of the water because you're having a great season, you're running those extra promotions, have some of those promos already decided, have the promo codes already uploaded into your e-com platform. So you don't have to go through the process of uploading, especially on some of those key days. You can just refer to the bank, slap the promo code in there, send the email, good, and you're good to go. So it's less time for your team to be scrambling last minute, but certainly make sure all those things are kind of set in stone for you already. So optimize transactionals, audit your forms, edit your lifecycle messages, preach your differentiators, and prepare for the unexpected are my five often overlooked items for the holiday season. Hopefully you have those prepared well in advance, but if not, there's still time to focus on some of those things. Now, I promised you, stick around for the email send tip. So this is one thing you're looking for an opportunity to maybe stand out and get a jump start on your competitors for the holiday season. Send on the weekends. So again, I track email send volumes in my personal inbox each of the days through November or December. And the one thing that I've noticed over the last couple of years was that Saturdays and Sundays in November, while they still did $1 billion in online sales, recorded the lowest volume of email sends for the month. So what you see is there's a little bit of a lull on Saturday, a little bit of a lull on Sunday, and then it kicks back up on Monday all the way through Friday. I still get tons of emails on these days, just not as many. So if you're looking for an opportunity to get a jumpstart in your competition or look for an opportunity where you have less competition in the inbox, Saturdays and Sundays in November this year. If you think about that Sunday before Black Friday, $1 billion in incremental sales last year over the year before. Black Friday week is starting on Monday. It's going to start on Sunday for some retailers. That might be an opportunity to get a jump on if you're doing Black Friday week promotions. Send that Sunday. Start it a day early. Try to get a jump on your competitors there. So Saturdays and Sundays in November, I think, is an opportunity for you to send emails and be successful. So if we look at the holiday season overall, think of the Cyber 10, November 24th through December 3rd. Think about how gray November is, this month-long series of discounts leading up to Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and now leading up to the Cyber 10 here as well. Mobile, 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 be mobile optimized. Emails, websites, forms, all of it. It is 2019, just about 2020 now. Mobile matters. Can we stop talking about mobile like it's this new thing now? It is just a thing. It is the thing. So let's do it. Free shipping certainly matters for consumers. Promotions, expectations. Use free shipping as part of your promotions this holiday season. And again, always preach your differentiators and different value adds to help you stand out above the crowd. So if you haven't yet already seen Bronto's Holiday Email Marketing Lookbook, you can certainly find that on bronto.com/resources, and you can navigate to the Holiday Email Lookbook 2019 edition. So again, bronto.com/resources, you'll find a whole lot of more stuff there. Check out our blog. We have plenty of content there for you as well. And of course, if you have any questions, feel free to find me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at What's Greg Doing, or drop me an email, greg.zakwitz@bronto.com. I'll be happy to answer any of your holiday marketing questions you may have. So certainly feel free to reach out to me. I wish everyone a very happy and successful holiday season. Thank you everyone for listening today, especially our listener of the week, Santa from the North Pole. If you'd like to be the listener of the week, let me know you've tuned in. Or if you're interested in telling your e-commerce or email marketing story, I'd love to hear from you as well. Until next time, have a great day and be kind to one another.